Happy Monday to you and welcome to a brand new week from It's Time For Me. Thank you so much for all of your texts and your patience with me as I'm recovering from surgery. So in another week, I should be completely back to normal, but I'm definitely most of the way there. So thank you again. So also just to say thank you for your texts over the weekend with different topics that you wanted me to cover. It's important for me to hear from you. So if you still haven't sent on anything, please do, because I like to be able to teach you things that you want to learn about. So a few people had actually texted about the same thing, which was how to form better habits and have better discipline around things, even from as simple as signing up to It's Time For Me and actually making the time to listen to these audios or even read the texts. So that can be just like a very basic thing, which we'll tell ourselves, oh, I'll absolutely do that. And then time takes over or busyness takes over and we don't have the space to do it. But what about then when it encroaches into bigger things in our life, you know, where we're finding that the things that we want to do, we just actually don't have the discipline to it. Now, we've covered this actually habits and discipline last summer, I think, but I'm going to do it in a little bit of a different way this week for us as well. I'm going to get you to start off by looking at what habits that you do actually have. And I'm talking about basic habits. So thinking about getting up in your routine in the morning. So for me, when I get out of bed in the morning, I generally go to the bathroom, I come back out into my bedroom, then I go back in and I cleanse my face, I have a shower, wash my hair, condition my hair. Then I get out and I do more stuff on my face, then I brush my teeth and then I get dressed, then I do my makeup and then I do my hair. That's my routine, I would say 9 times out of 10. Most of the time doesn't change from that. And that's how I get ready in the morning. But I also like to do some meditation before I get out of bed. But what about the mornings that I'm just up and straight in and then the meditation goes out the window? So when we think about habits that we formed and we do them and they seem very easy, like for me, getting up and doing all of that in the morning, actually sometimes it feels like a lot. It like in terms of having to, because I have to wash my hair every day and like style it every day and do makeup every day. So it actually takes time, but it's habits that I formed and habits that I won't change because I actually get something from doing that, okay? So for us to be able to create better habits and to get rid of habits we don't want, we have to look at the habits that we do have and whether they're working for us or not and how we formed them in the first place. This week is not about getting rid of bad habits, okay? This week is purely just about implementing in habits into our life or being more disciplined with ourselves to actually do the things that we know we want to do. So you know better than I do for yourself individually what is right for you and what things are going to make your life better. When does it come to the point where you just say enough is enough and I have to do it? I'm all about being gentle on yourself and myself. I'm all about being kind to ourselves, not beating ourselves up, doing things that make us feel joyful, and also doing things that you know, feel more easier to the system, because you think you're going to have better results if you do that. But there also has to be a point where you hold yourself accountable and you say, look, I'm not doing this. It's actually really unhealthy for me to do X, Y, and Z. It's very lazy of me not to do X, Y, and Z, or whatever it might be. So what I want you to look at today before we move on is, what habits do you have in a general day that you do without fail? Okay, because if you kind of achieved habits, you're able to achieve new habits. So we just want to look at those. So I gave the example of my morning. Think of that. Think of the things that you do throughout every single day that are a ritual to you or are routine to you. Okay, and then I want you just to think simply about parts of your life where you are not forming habits that you know you should, whether that's eating right, getting to bed on time, being around less negative people, being more disciplined in terms of exercise, actually just doing things for your soul that you know are going to improve, maybe overthinking all the time about things, maybe having a sense of, you know, needing approval from other people and you're looking out all of the time. Like all of these things are actually do come under discipline because we know that they're not right for us. So why do we continue to do them? Now, there are lots of reasons, emotional reasons, you know, past experience reasons as well. But this week, we're not focusing on any of that. This week, as we end the month, we're focusing on just getting really accountable, being really responsible, and I suppose giving ourselves a little bit of a kick up the bum and saying, okay, come on, for this week, I'm just going to really get together in my mind and figure out where I'm at. And that isn't about being harsh on yourself, it's just about being accountable. I feel like with all the teachings I do, I'm always very, very gentle because, like I said, I actually believe that works better. but there are times where we just need a reality check, and there's times we just need to kind of get it together, okay? So this week is going to be one of those weeks. So be ready for lots of discipline, lots of reality checks, and lots of just, you know, really talking to yourself and saying, come on, I can do this. So what habits do you do every day that are normal and form part of your day? And what things are you absolutely missing out on in certain parts of your life? What areas is that? Is this your food, your exercise, your emotional self, your financial side? You know, maybe it's a thing that you just always go over budget, or you always overspend and don't pay attention to things. Whatever it is, have a think about it before we continue on with this week. And I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.